Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is editor of ETF Trends. He joins us each week at this time to talk about something in the ETF world. But if you want to know a lot more about the ETF world, go to ETFtrends.com because it's not just, hey, this is what I see trending or this is what's going on. It's Tom and his crew covering everything that is related to ETFs, all the stories, all the developments, the new funds, much, much more there. So check it out. You can also follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. You can follow Tom on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here and I get to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chuck, it's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the iShares MSCI Brazil Capped ETF, ticker EWZ.
Okay, it's the iShares Brazil EWZ. Folks just heard the loser sounder. They might be surprised by that. Why is it the ETF of the week and why is it a loser? And let me preface this with actually one important question here. When we see a loser, the thing I immediately want to know is, did it fall below its 200-day moving average? Is that part of the play here?
Well, not only that, Chuck, it's been below its 200-day average for a while. It's actually down 40% since its highs of last summer. And unfortunately, the news keeps getting worse for Brazil. Many of you have probably heard about the scandal at Petrobras. And Rousseff, who is the current president of Brazil, used to run that state-owned oil company. News out today says that there was over $2 billion of graft that was lost to that company. So that's even more negative news than we've seen already. But their rising current account deficit has been terrible. Austerity measures have had a negative impact. They've been cutting public spending, hiking taxes, and the economy continues to contract year after year, which rises unemployment. And then on top of everything else, here in the U.S., our dollar continues to appreciate. So trying to buy goods from the U.S. for this country has been very, very negative. They're not doing a lot to boost up the economy in Brazil. So even though things are bad, feeling is they're probably going to get worse.
It's funny because we have a lot of folks who have been saying that Brazil has been the emerging market that kind of interests them. At this point, beaten down, it's obviously not in your mind a value play, but if it's 40% off its highs, how bad could this get?
Well, it could get worse, and you know that's the thing. The currency issue alone could really hurt things, but in the fact that our stronger dollar continues to appreciate, we have trade that goes back and forth, and that's not going to help things. But on top of everything else, this country's number one export are commodities. And you know, commodities have been hurting drastically, and commodity prices like coffee, sugar, soy continue to decline. And as those prices decline, that doesn't help the economy there either. So I'd look at it this way. If you've got a cast iron stomach and you want to do some bottom fishing, great. However, there are probably going to be better periods of time to do bottom fishing when this ETF goes above its 200-day average. But right now, it's about 17% below its 200-day average, and the 200-day average continues to decline. So if you like following trends and you want to maybe do some bottom fishing when it goes above its average, just wait it out a while. It could be that things domestically get a lot worse before they get better. And if that happens, we could continue to see declining prices. But if they start to improve, for example, like what's going on over in Europe today, we may have some opportunities. But, Chuck, you and I go at this every week. I really like following the trends. And this trend is definitely negative, number one. And number two, all the fundamentals are not working in Brazil's favor.
Well, that makes me want to ask a different question. You know, one of the things we don't spend a lot of time talking about on ETFs is that you can short them. If you dislike Brazil that much, if the trend is that hard against them, do you give any consideration to playing against them?
Well, you can. However, I'd look at it the same way we talk about the buy side. If there's an area that's declining and happens to just break below its 200-day average, that would be a good area to short it. Since it's so far below its 200-day average at this point, what I'd consider using, because really what we're talking about now is a trader mentality. If you're a trader and you're looking to short something, use a tighter moving average. So in this case, a 20-day moving average is going to track a lot tighter, and you might have a lot more trades as far as going above and below the 20-day average. But for the most part, I think most people who are listening don't have that type of trader mentality. Maybe they're looking for you and I to talk about, hey, we might be able to tweak the portfolio a little bit here and a little bit there, where we might be able to get a little bit of alpha from time to time and also preserve some of the principal by taking things off the table if they happen to go below their trend lines.
And of course, we've had times where folks have been talking about emerging markets. We have had a bunch of guests on this show over the years who have sort of said that they typically like Brazil. Well, this is a case against Brazil. And so you don't necessarily want to tilt in that direction. It's the iShares Brazil ETF, the EWZ, and it's the ETF for the week, but not in a good way. It's the ETF of the week in this way.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah, you want to avoid it. But you don't want to avoid ETF trends. That's the website of Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, joins us each week at this time. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, it's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter, at ETFtrends. Follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. All right, we're off to a great start on the April 23rd edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the first of two big interviews. We're talking with Kabir Sehgal. He is the author of Coined, a book about the rich history of money. It's going to be a very different sort of interview. So stick around. We'll be right back.